Night Haunter turned over the last card and his jawline tightened as the familiar pattern emerged once more. The stratagem of his flagship was kept dark. The faint blue light of consoles and hololithic displays, islands of light in the darkness. The Primarch of the Night Lords paid no attention to his surroundings, ignoring the pregnant pressure of anticipation that bristled from every member of his bridge crew. A deck of worn cards sat on the softly glowing lectern before him, their edges scuffed and curled from decades of shuffling and dealing. Little more than a parlor game played by the indolent rich of Nostromo Quintus, he'd since discovered that variations of these cards had been employed in the hives of America and by the tribes of the Frank as a means of divination in the time before Old Night had descended. The cards apparently corresponded to the stratification of society at the time, with the various suits representing warriors, priests, merchants, and workers. Ancient belief held that the future could be read in the patterns of cards known as the Lesser Arcanoi. But such traditions were outmoded concepts in this colorless, secular galaxy. Except that no matter how thoroughly he shuffled the cards and dealt them on the polished glass of the lectern, the pattern was always the same. The moon, the martyr, and the monster lay in a triangular pattern. The king lay reversed at the feet of the emperor on one side of the pattern, and on the other, also reversed, was the dove, a card academics postulated was a symbol of hope. The card he had just dealt sat at the top of the pattern, a card that had changed little over the centuries, and the meaning of which, though often misinterpreted, was unmistakable. Death. He heard footsteps and looked up to see Captain Shang approaching, clad in his battle plate and wrapped in his ceremonial black cape of gleaming patagium. His helmet's flaring wings framed a death mask of an alien skull, its tusked lower jaw thrust beyond his throat. Behind his ecury, Night Haunter could see the gentle rotating orb of Nostromo displayed on the viewscreen. Thick clouds of pollutants ringed the grey planet, shot through with emphysemic yellows and leprous browns. The radiation-blasted moon of Tenebor was just visible as a sickly orb emerging from the stain-lung corona of Nostromo's dying sun.
"What is it, Captain?"
asked Night Haunter.
"Word from the choir chambers, my lord."
Night Haunter chuckled mirthlessly.
"My brothers."
"It would appear so, my lord," said Shang. "The astropath sends a psychic bow wave that appears to indicate a great many vessels approaching through the Imperium."
"Dawn,"
said Night Haunter, returning his attention to the cards before him.
"Undoubtedly. What are your orders, my lord?"
Looking once again at the world of his youth, Night Haunter felt the ever-present anger seething under his skin like hot magma beneath the fragile crust of a dying planet.
"Nostromo was once the very model of a pacified planet, Shang,"
said Night Haunter.
"Its populace was kept compliant through fear of the harsh punishment I would mete out to any who broke my laws. Every citizen knew his place, and to break the law was death."
"I remember, my lord."
"And now we return to this,"
said Night Haunter, sweeping the cards from the lectern to reveal a slowly scrolling list of text.
"A murder every 11 seconds, a rape every 9 seconds, violent crimes increasing exponentially every month, suicide rates doubling every year. Within a decade, there will be nothing left of the ordered world I left behind."
"Without fear of reprisal, humanity reverts to its basest instincts, my lord."
Night Haunter nodded.
"This is it, Shang. The ultimate proof that the Emperor's belief in the goodness of mankind is folly of the worst kind."
Shang hesitated before speaking again.
"Then you intend to go through with the attack?"
"Of course,"
said Night Haunter, staring at the doomed planet.
"Only the most extreme measures will serve as an example of our strength of will. Nostromo is dead to us now. We have come for you all."